Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Officials in Moscow and Washington have expressed a desire to extend their week-old ceasefire pact for Syria and confirmed aid deliveries had not been yet made as well, but agreed on little else concerning the situation in Syria. Meantime, UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon will convene next week a summit on the plight of those who have become migrants and refugees because of the Syrian civil war.
More countries must resettle more people who have been forced from their homes. More countries must recognize the benefits of migration. And everyone, everywhere, must stand up against the animosity that so many refugees, migrants, and minority communities face.
Amnesty International says around 75,000 refugees are stranded along the Syria-Jordanian border, and hundreds are dying because they are cut off from food and medical aid. The United States military is saying that coalition forces killed one of the Islamic State's most senior leaders in a precision strike earlier this month. Wael Adil Salman al-Fayed was IS's so-called Minister of Information, killed by an airstrike on September the 7th. Witnesses are saying Al-Shabaab militants have captured a key Somali town near the border with Kenya. Residents in Al-Waq told VOA's Somali service that heavily armed Shabaab fighters attacked the area from two directions and are now in control of it. Shabaab force consisted of about 200 fighters and a dozen battle wagons. This is VOA News.